This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay!
Okay.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 10.
10.
Ding, ding, ding.
Woo.
Today we're talking about tarot cards.
Tarot.
Or as Angelina would like to call them, tarot.
Tarot.
And so I wonder, why do you call them tarot?
Like, I have no idea. Like,
okay.
Sometimes people say Lello. I say tarot.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's just when I learned it.
Potato, vodka.
Don't worry, we haven't been having potato vodka.
So you've always called them
Tarot. Yeah.
Tarot. Okay. Yeah.
I think I may have been corrected a few times too, but I just can't stop myself.
No, I don't think, once again, I love that we both call them something different, and yet they're the same tool that we use.
Right.
Tarot cards are my absolute favorite divination tool. And
mine too.
I love that. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about how to pick out a deck, what the deck looks like, what some of the cards mean. So I guess first let's start with like picking out a deck. And I think we've touched on this before
in another episode. But we can do it again.
Pick out something that you resonate with the images.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're going to look for a deck, definitely pick the images that you are immediately drawn to, whether it's crows or kittens or cats or...
Yeah, Rider-Waite, you know, is like typically the one that a lot of people start with because so many books have been written about, you know, the those cards and what their meanings.
And it's easy to get the overall concept, I think, with the Rider-Waite deck. That's a really good beginning point. Even, you know, if you're learning, I would get either one or two decks, but one being the Rider.
Yeah.
And,
So how about we speak on that deck when we refer to the deck? The Rider-Waite deck will be the deck
that
I think is the easiest to, you know, talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So in a deck of tarot cards, there are four suits. So much like a regular deck of playing cards.
Yes.
Where you have the four suits. So do tarot cards. And they are swords, cups, wands, and pentacles, or discs. Some decks call them discs. And they each of the four suits has a symbol, an element, and a color associated with them. And when you're just starting out, you know, sometimes when you're doing a reading, even if you're just pulling three cards, I find that it's, you can pick up on the energy signature of the reading just by looking at the suits alone and picking up the information of and the energetic tone of the color palette.
So what you're saying is like, you're saying like when you're teaching yourself.
Yes.
This is like the speaking to you part, that part. Is that what you're kind of talking about?
What do you mean
about?
The speaking to
well,
you?
Well, okay. Part. Like when you are getting to know a deck of cards, there's a moment where they just look like cards. And you're literally taking your card and going to the book and reading the explanation. And then you pick up the next one. So there's like a one, two, three of wands. And you're like, well, that was so vague. I really can't tell the difference between a two and a three. And it makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah, but if you lay them all out and take your time with them, yes, read the explanations, not just as you feel fit. If they're interesting, read it. And then there's a moment where...
Yeah, that shift.
That shift where suddenly they kind of speak to you a little bit. And you're like, oh, and that's what you're talking about. The color popping. And
the color, the energetic tone.
Yeah, the energetic tone. They become alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they carry an energy signature to them.
Yeah.
So like with cups, for instance, cups represent, you know, they're kind of the suit of emotions and instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And their element is water. Their symbol is the cup. Mm-hmm. And how water relates to the cup or the cup's cards, you know, is part of the story. Is your cup overflowing, you know, in the image? Like, what is happening with the water in the cup? So,
in my deck, like, some of them are overflowing with berries.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It looks like a waterfall. It's going, that's abundance.
So, because the berries relate to land and earth.
Yeah.
So you're abundant in material things.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just, it goes on and on. But I like thinking about, you know, what are the cups showing you, and what are the subtle pieces of information that will soon be, you know, you'll be able to quickly recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make it more practical and familiar to you. And then with, like, the colors associated with the suit of cups are, you know, for, like, the Rider-Waite deck, they can be, like, a deep to mid-range blues, still with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And often there's, you know, water in the image. In the background. Is it in the foreground?
You know.
And that is communication and emotion flowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, like, when you're beginning to, and you're looking at the cards and reading the explanations, and they're describing all the artwork packed into that card, it's so intense. It's like, the, you know, the dog on the left-hand corner with his tail pointed in this direction and his ears that way mean or symbolic of this and stuff. And it's, I mean, it's really a lot to take in. So you sort of have to pace yourself and say, well, I'm attracted to these elements and I'll just study those and see how they speak to me.
I love that. So that's where it, and that's a great, starting with the suits is a great way to do that.
Yeah.
And because all the cards, most all, not the major, there's 22 major arcana cards, and then all the rest, the ace through the king will be in a suit. And so when you're able to look at the suits, like for cups, they depict love and relationships. Mm-hmm. And that might be what is coming up for you that week. If you do a spread and there's a lot of cups, it's like, okay, we're letting you know that we want to support you in this area. And this is what's coming up for you. Do you have a favorite suit?
I think I like pentacles.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
We can talk about that one next.
I do.
So, they're the suit typically, they're related to the finances, wealth, and gain.
Mm-hmm. Well, also like poverty or
true
being, you know, impoverished, that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that used to come up for me a lot. And not just as not having a lot of money, but it was like emotionally bankrupt. It was showing me that card a lot. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, money.
Their element is earth, and their symbol is a coin or a disc with a five-pointed star in the middle of each one. Material security and man-made money rather than divine, you mm-hmm. know, rather yeah. than it coming from the divine.
Yeah.
It's represented in the discs. And I, for my, my colors that are associated with this suit are the greens for mm-hmm. growth and yellows, like the gold coins themselves will be yellow or gold and sometimes red.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of buzz for me because their keywords are manifestation, realization, proof, and prosperity.
So, oh.
Like they're real manifesting. It's like they're action words and they're related to the earth plane. Did you say that
yes,
already?
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I'm a creature that likes being on the earth plane. And I do like money and stuff, and I'm always paying attention to the pentacles when they come along. I'm like, oh, what's going on? What are they trying to tell me?
Yeah, career change mm-hmm. can be one that comes with pentacles a lot.
Yes,
because it's a really earthly, and it's about how you make money.
Yeah, or if I'm trying to see what my commission's going to look like.
Yeah, are you hoping to get some pentacles? Is that what it shows you?
Yeah.
Okay. Swords.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some swords.
Swords are also action, movement, struggle.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Like, they're quick acting. So
intellect.
Okay.
Yep. Intellect, thought, and perception is what comes up for me. The element is air. And the symbol is the sword, and there are often butterflies with the swords, which means transformation and change.
Ooh.
So maybe going from intellectual thought to action.
Oh, yes.
Kind of like bringing it down from the crown chakra.
Oh, yeah.
One thing with the swords that I've been noticing just recently, and I've been using cards for years, I'm paying more attention to the hand that the sword is held in and
mm-hmm.
the position.
Oh,
so if it's in the right hand, it's the hand of action, which means, you know, someone's taking action.
Mm-hmm.
When I see the swords too, what comes up is trimming the fat.
Oh.
Like we are going to trim off the fat, get to the truth of the matter. Like these are the no BS suit. Like they're just solid ground.
That's so cool. Because
go ahead.
I notice them in the the protection mode, like crossing the body as in protection.
In the 2 and the 8.
Yeah, and then
or in the 2, well, for sure. Yeah.
And the knight looks like that to me too. Like
mm-hmm.
instead of charging, it's kind of going like this and leaving.
Oh.
yeah. It's fun.
I like that one. okay, so sky tones, light blues and whites are the colors associated with the suit. They can depict mental conflict and anxiety and trials with your thinking as well.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot about the thought. If the sword is overhead and the sky is clear, then it represents clear thought.
Hmm.
So if and some of the cards, you can notice where the clouds are.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like clouding up your thinking.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
In relation to where the sword is. I know.
Huh.
Deep dive.
Well, see, I know.
Deep dive, my friend. Get
well,
in
we're
there.
Describing it. I'm actually envisioning what you're saying, but I don't necessarily always see those little details.
Like, yeah.
Because when I see them, I'm getting my info. But it's very important. Fundamentally, to know the meanings of the cards, the way they were designed. And if you take the time to get to know them and pick out the details, they will be really a lot easier to work with for you.
Yes, the information mm-hmm. will come through more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start to learn the language, then when that shift happens, it becomes your language with the cards.
Yeah, let's talk about the shift, because this is really interesting. Will you tell that story you told earlier?
Which
the
one?
The tarot deck with the cats, because that is so cool. I would have never thought to talk about that, but it really does happen. It's really interesting.
Yes.
I mean, we did mention it a little bit earlier, but this story...
No, so...
Perfect.
my dear, dear friend Erica just got a new deck of tarot cards, and they're the cat tarot. Mm-hmm. And so she asked permission to the cards before she introduced herself first to the cards before she started using them.
That's so cool.
And I just thought that it was just such a sweet story. And I just love her to pieces. And she said, you know, she spread out the cards, mm-hmm. and said, you know, my name is Erica and I'm a Libra and I have cats. And they just started to like she felt like a shift where they just started to come alive to her.
That's it. They start like, coming alive.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, they'll just pop out, or like, you know, she'll grab so them cool. and the little pop off and she's like, oh, you want to play? That's her voice. and then also if someone wants a reading, asking the cards for permission.
Oh yeah.
Allow, you know, asking the cards for permission before doing the reading,
mm-hmm.
because it's, you know, you just, it's a boundary that is really valuable to set up.
Yeah, that is.
It's like building a relationship, and I know that they're an inanimate object. Mm-hmm. I know that I can feel them. Mm-hmm. I know that they're not breathing, but there's this connection happens. And when you surrender and start trusting that connection, mm-hmm. that's when the shift happens. Mm-hmm. You cannot force it.
Yeah, you can't force it. Yeah, you can't get your deck and lay them out, like ask a question, lay them out, and feel so pressured and full of anxiety because you can't read them yet and they're not speaking to you.
Right.
You have to kind of
That's keep when you just pull them, pull back. Looking,
yeah, pull back. Don't let them make you feel like that. And do it until you're comfortable enough. And you can even like take out all the major arcana cards and just work with the lower deck for a while, the suits, and ask questions that way. I did that for a while too. Yeah.
So, the last one of the suits is the wands.
Mm-hmm.
And the wands are the suit of creative life force and growth. So it's a lot about creativity. And their element is fire, and their symbol is a staff or a wooden rod,
mm-hmm.
and some sort, usually with flames,
mm-hmm.
like the rod will or the staff will have flames. When wands show up in a reading, they are representing creative new ideas or a change and a shift in energy level.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, there are many different sayings about fire, and most resonate with the suit of wands. Like, it only takes a spark to ignite a blaze.
Oh.
It's like my favorite, favorite fire quote, and that will, like, that's all it takes in a reading. Like, you just need a spark of creativity, and then let it take off from there.
Oh my God.
So also, you know, like when you were saying about the two of wands and the three of wands.
Yeah.
If you see the position of where the figure is standing, mm-hmm. in the two, he's up on the castle wall,
holding
the two, looking out at broader horizons.
Mm-hmm.
But in the three, he's down below mm-hmm. and on the edge of the water. Like, you know, so he made a shift.
Yeah.
So those are the suits. did we cover that? We got all the colors on that one. I'm going to move on to the numbers.
Okay.
So the numbers are ace through 10.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of, I think they depict, like, the ace is always fresh start and new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that as the ace and the 10 is the completion,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the other numbers kind of follow in that order along that spectrum,
mm-hmm.
between ace and 10. So,
yeah, you know, just like a deck of cards.
Yeah. Three, you know, threes always represent Well, I'll go with twos. Twos next, they split the energy of the ace and they can show up in balanced opposing forces.
Oh, yeah.
So like spirit and matter, masculine and feminine, positive and negative. Balance is like the overriding message with the twos.
Yes, twos.
And then you take the suit. So like you have the two of wands. It's like, how do you balance creativity and what you want to do? Or it's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. So, I feel like I'm getting a virtual reading. I'm like, I'm seeing all the cards in my mind. I'm like, oh.
Angelina, you're getting your 101 class today. Threes are, they're still in the beginning, but the first phase or the beginning phases have come to completion. So work is underway. The threes are always that saying, work is underway.
Okay.
Like you've got it started, you're good to go, but you're just finishing up the beginning stages. Commitment to the opportunity presented and growth and expansion are present. Like, I know there's a lot happening with the threes.
Yeah.
It's sometimes you have to kind of slow your roll.
Well, in fours.
Yeah. What do you got for four?
Manifestation. Yes. Which is great. Right next to three.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, across every suit, a four is always manifestation of whatever that suit is.
Oh.
Or the feeling in that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So manifesting emotions or ideas or actions or wealth or something, money. So it's kind of cool. Oh, yeah.
I like that. Uh-huh. I always see the fours as like the four corners. You know, like it's stability.
Oh, yeah.
I always get a sense of stability, like foundation and security with fours.
Power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fives. What do you got?
No, you go first.
Well, just looking at the number lineup, five would be halfway to completion.
Okay.
It's kind of the, if you look at the hero's journey, the story of the hero's journey, the fives are the first test that shows up in the hero's journey. It, you know, signifying adversity and unforeseen problems when all you're trying to do is obtain your goal.
Okay. Interesting. So.
And again, going back to the suit. So you take your suit. Is it, you know, if you're in
right, same
right relationship or creativity, a creative idea, the fives are going to let you know that you're going to come up against some conflict.
Right. And multiple fives in a reading can be sort of like lucky or unlucky, like spiritual prosperity, but maybe poverty or there's something to that, having multiple fives.
Okay. I trust that.
Okay.
The when some cards stick out to me as like, this is like a definite always.
Mm-hmm.
And Five of Cups is always about grief.
Oh, see?
It's so always about grief. So the cloaked figure, their back is turned to the person looking at the card, and they have three cups knocked over.
Oh, right, right.
And they're
focusing
on what has knocked over and spilled,
not the three.
And not looking at the two that are still standing that has something in them.
Oh my gosh. Story of my life.
They have to cross a bridge in order to get, you know, they have to cross the bridge of water. So communication order to get up to the castle, basically, and which is often the castle, I think, is often depicted as that's completion.
Oh,
like
okay.
You've arrived.
Yeah. Cause there's something about the fives. If three of them are in there, it's not quite balanced. The three fives.
Okay.
So there's an imbalance where you're getting most of everything, but not all of it.
Okay.
So depending on what the suits are, you can figure that out. You know, like if it's like wands, not getting all the right ideas, but you're getting
money,
but not the emotional gratification or something. So, yeah. I know it's funny how...
That's cool.
Yeah. But sometimes I don't look at the numbers all the time because, well, there's a whole bunch of cards in there without numbers, like the court cards.
Yes.
Don't have numbers.
Right.
And that's always symbolic to me. My eye will go to the space where there's no number. And then I look at the other numbers and I'm, what are they trying to say?
Oh, okay.
And then whenever I'm drawn to, it feeds the information to the reading. But anyway, so these are just like really good guidelines, but they're not set in stone.
No.
It's whatever it means to you, but.
Absolutely.
But these are basic ideas that everybody. Everybody
these are just
learns.
Suggestions.
Yeah. These are just suggestions.
Yes. We can't wait to hear from you guys.
I know.
Like, let us know what you're picking up on when you're practicing and doing readings.
Yeah.
Or what deck you're using. You can email us.
At allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com. Because we want to know. We want to hear from you.
Sixes bring us back into balance and a sense of harmony, serenity, and getting some ground underneath our feet. Mm-hmm. It kind of comes back. Like we kind of just get back into balance with the sixes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Sevens. What do you know about sevens?
Sevens are like ultimate truth, faith, putting faith into spiritual development, like trusting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sevens have a lot of fruit on the tree. I'm just going to come up with like all these new phases. All these new phrases.
There's a lot of meat on that potato.
There's a lot of meat with that potato, but the sevens have a lot of fruit on the tree. And, you know, along with kind of another level of completion phase, sevens bring, they also bring a sense of magic and luck.
Yeah, luck.
And I like that. You know, it's a.
Faith. I think of it sort of like the hangman. Like, take a chance. You know, trust yourself, do this.
Yeah.
You know, take a high level of action and leap toward it.
Options are going to start opening up.
Yes.
When sevens show up.
Yeah. Hey, it's a rhyme.
Eights. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I always find that eights have the Rees. The Rees show up is what I say, you know, reevaluation, reassess, rebirth, reset, renewal. The eights always, I will say always actually, it's about letting go of old concepts. You know, things come up for review and what can you let go and what do you need to still hang on to? And discernment is necessary to practice the decisions of what you want to let go of and what you want to keep.
The Rees, I like it. I've always thought of it as like the enablement card. Like you have the power within you to power through and make your decision. Like it's resting within you.
Wow. Yeah. How much mates?
I know, I'm an eight.
Give me an eight. nines. Number nine. Number nines are the initiations. It's the number of initiations. When the hero goes into the innermost cave is what I think about the nines. It's kind of where the rubber hits the road.
It's the final stage or culmination of all the preceding cycles.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well said. Mm-hmm. It's necessary, everybody. It's a necessary step to take in the evolution to be one step closer to 10. We cannot skip this step. And I think often nines show up when we're trying to skip steps.
Oh, that's so interesting. I'm like... Are you trying to call me out? Yes. Yeah, that's so funny.
That's when the nines show up. Because with 10 comes completion. It's the height of each meaning of the suits. Oh. You are at the height when you're at, when you're the tens. The tens, great things, for pentacles and cups, and biggest obstacles for swords and wands.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm learning things.
I am too.
Well, it's funny too. You know what I'm kind of learning through observation is that you have, that your cards speak to you in one way and mine do it. Mine, yeah. Like, I always look for recurring messages.
Well,
oh my gosh, are we almost out of time?
We are running out of time.
Let's do another part on this, you think?
We're going to do a part two.
Yeah.
Because